Mike is so fun to do.
Hello there.
Hello, you seem to be broadcasting from the bottom of a well.
Do I know?
Ah, that's better.
Huh.
I don't know why.
That's weird. I turned off and back on my mic. Are we live?
Yes, we are.
Huzzah. What song did we come in on?
Mason Jennings' song called Bullet.
Oh, yeah? Is it about Steve McQueen in a Mustang?
No, it's about killing werewolves who aren't particularly particular. Like, yeah, the bullet doesn't have to be silver. It's cool. Or werewolves that don't like Coors Light.
They weren't werewolves of London.
No.
Because that was Warren Zevon.
Yeah.
And not Mason Jennings. Jake's, I always get your faggoty singer-songwriters mixed up in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your taste in music is beyond reproach. Fusiliman says, you sound okay if a little weird, which I think is the ongoing story of your life.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with that. I mean, I think it's just what my voice sounds like when it's time for me to go on the radio, because this is my wife's headset. Hmm. I didn't quite make it out of the house before the show today. I woke up a good 40 minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I wouldn't call it a good 40 minutes. It was mostly 40 minutes of headachey shower.
Yeah.
So this whole nocturnal sleep schedule thing, continuing to keep on keeping on, and is annoying.
I'm going to buy you a wheel.
A wheel?
To run around in.
Oh, I see. Not a big wheel to keep on turning, or a proud Mary to keep on burning.
Well, I figured it would have to be a big wheel for you to run around in it. I don't know if you could name it Proud Mary, but if you set it on fire, I'd probably be annoyed.
I could ride around on a big wheel. Mm. You know, they should make big wheels for grown-ups. Like they make bicycles for grown-ups?
They do. They're called Harley Davidsons.
Oh, no. Non-motorized ones. Ones that you have to pedal.
Yeah.
yeah. So, did anything happen while I was asleep today?
Seems like we have a place to live down in Phoenix now, which is nice.
Huzzah. Yeah, I guess Zly, there was something I needed to sign today, so Zly is coming over for me to sign that during the shoe, the really big shoe. I'm going to put on my really big shoes. I was hoping that I could get away with just not putting pants on all day, but when the female coworkers come over, it's usually in your best interest in terms of getting sued for sexual harassment to wear pants. See, whenever I don't have pants on, like even if I'm just wearing regular underwear, it counts as sexual harassment, because I'm always, it looks like I'm waving my dick around, because my dick is just so big.
Yeah.
But it just kind of swings out in front of me, knocking shit over.
Yeah, so if you just walk forward and say, hey, how are you? It just looks like you're...
Yeah, it looks like I'm lurching at them with a giant, giant dick. Yeah. So, we had the first one-day ascensions yesterday.
Heard about that. How did they pull that off without the iceberg stuff?
Well, with the new high-end skills, pretty much.
Ah.
The ability to tweak monster level a little bit more, and the ability to mess with the combat versus non-combat adventure percentages.
Ah.
Well, there's the doorbell. I think my wife might be in the shower. If the doorbell rings again, I'm gonna have to pause and go answer it, because I'm sure that's Zly.
Yeah, no problem. I can carry this.
She's calling me. I think I'm gonna have to hop out there and take care of this. I'll be right back.
All right. Okay. Let's see. I have to type something, and it's hard for me to type something meaningful and say something meaningful. So you guys lose for a second, but there we go. As far as questions go, let's see, we've got questions from 4-6, that was after the last Jick show, alright. Zara says, how about a Mr. A item that increases the gains received from the clan gems or zodiac sign gems? Probably not. That seems like even a small gain on that would be pretty unbalancing. The goal with the items of the month is to provide people with some interesting options to make it somewhat easier to play the game, but not to completely make it so that you can't succeed in the game without donating. Some would argue that we have failed to do that, but I still believe that you can make it through a decent timed speed run with just the familiars that you can find in game, and you can still get on the leaderboards. You can't get to the top of the leaderboards, but I think that's okay as long as you can get on them. Let's see. The Dog God asks if we can ever delete multiple clan messages at once. I heard a while ago that we were working on a mod to where you could actually treat your clan discussion page more like a forum than not. So I think that's coming. Let's see. Speaker says, is there any way we could customize the clan stash screen? Not at the moment. Maybe that's something we can think about. Let's see. Demia says, when you turn the wheel in the castle, can you make it so even if you turn it back to the starting point, the council will let you complete the quest? I don't know if that makes sense, really. It seems like what you should do is just turn the wheel to the proper point and go to the council, and then adventure up there and turn the wheel more. Just don't turn the wheel more than once before you go to the council, and that will work. I want to stop talking now, but Jick is signing papers. That's going to make it easier for us to live in Phoenix, so can't really complain about that. Cyan220 says, hey, Jick and Skelly, how much junk does Jenna Jameson jump when Jenna Jameson jumps junk? That doesn't have the right cadence. How many Ulysses could a Ulysses S. Grant if a Ulysses S. Grant could grant Ulysses? That makes a little more sense. Sizzler says, will the bounty hunter ever sell the items he collects daily? No. That's not how bounty hunting works. He sells them to the people who hired him. Yes, indeed. Slime says, if you kill a bread golem with a hot attack, you should get toast instead of dough, I guess. Which is funny. That may happen. We could do that to happen occasionally. Ron says, can you make it so it lets you rest if you have any negative effects on, even if you aren't beaten up or have full HP? I think if you have all your HP and MP, so it won't let you rest, and you want to get rid of negative effects, and you don't have an item to do that, just go to your clan gym and burn your adventures there, and that's pretty much the same, except you don't waste the adventures, you get actual stuff from them. So, yes. Callie says, what are the odds of getting the martini tattoo? I don't know, but I know that you can get it. Slavok asks again for multi-creation on the jewelry, and we'll definitely put that, and I think that's on a burner, whether it's further to the front or further to the back, I'm not so sure. I don't know what's going on with this game, man. I'm just not the person to answer these questions. Let's see. Apparently, Bunyip Andler says his name is Bunyip Andler, not Bunnyip Andler. And I've always said it correctly. But Jick has never said it correctly. So I should call his attention to that. Let's see. We've got more details on the copyright laws we were talking about last week. So if you write a song and somebody wants to cover it, you have to let them. It's very strange. Let's see. A Naked Jew says, on the Witch Valentine to attach drop-down menu, the first one is labeled 1335 Haxor. Shouldn't it be 1337? No, it's the 1335 Haxor from the game. Not in fact, an Elite Haxor, but an Elise Haxor. Isn't it weird that 1335 is two numbers less than 1337, but is one letter of the alphabet back, Lees instead of Leet. Huh. That's beautiful. Punjo says, Jick, why did you decide to make items like the box and the oyster basket offhand? I would think they're containers. The container slot is not used for anything. Pretend that there isn't a container slot, because there shouldn't be. The only things that are used for as that are as containers and take that slot are things that were made before we decided not to do inventory limits. So we're not going to make anything else fit in that slot because it's not supposed to exist as a slot. Yep. That's all I have to say about that. Huh. If he doesn't get back soon, I think I might play a song. Let's say... I'm running out of questions that I can answer as opposed to questions that we should answer together. Meaning, I should say, hey, this is the question, and then Jake should answer it, and then I should go, yeah. Yeah, I agree totally. Let's play a short song and then see if he's back, shall we? I think we shall. We will play They Might Be Giants until my head falls off. So let's do that. See you in 3 minutes. So, hey, we can pretend that we just started the show. We can be all...
Hey, everybody. Welcome to 120 minutes of this and that with him and who. Yeah. I'm Jake, your host.
Right.
Filling in for Dakota Fanning.
See, this is what everybody was clamoring for. I actually got a text message while I was answering questions or a private message saying, put the other guy on, with a little crying emoticon.
Raffle. Sorry, that was a little more complicated than I thought it was going
to
be.
Okay. So to catch you up, I got all the way down to Bunyip Andler, who requests that we pronounce his name Bunyip and not Bunnyip.
I see.
So I didn't really know there was a huge difference between those two, but I don't know, maybe we're swearing at him in his home tongue instead of saying his name.
Well, I think when I first saw it, I thought it was, you know, supposed to have a bunny in it.
Uh-huh.
So, I can see.
Just like Pachinko Kid?
Yeah. Ben Mears says, when your last adventure is not yours, it's mine, in disguise, clicking last adventure doesn't bring you back to Mount McLarge Huge. Fix, please, Kafix. Isn't that Superman's nemesis?
Kafix?
Mr. Fix, please, Kafix?
Yeah.
You have to say his name backwards to make him get a job as a soda jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And stop being evil.
That was one of the weakest villains ever.
I don't remember what he was like.
He was just like a practical Joker. So, I mean, not like the Batman Joker, only more practical.
Right.
But someone who just played kind of lame practical jokes and annoyed Superman.
It seems like any supervillain that was more practical would just win and take over the world.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's always the ridiculous and over-elaborate methods of killing the superhero that allows them to save the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, my head hurts. That really sucks. Naked Jew says, on the Which Valentine to Attach drop-down menu, the first one is labeled 1335 Haxor. Shouldn't it be 1337? No, the monster is the 1335 Haxor. He's not quite lead enough.
Indeed. Oh, I guess I did answer that one. But I...
Oh.
It was good to hear you confirm my suspicions that that was supposed to be...
Yep. And Hippie Griff says, how can we disco face stab something when we're using a ranged weapon? And before you say we just stab them with the crossbow bolt, what about the slingshot and automatic catapult?
You stab it with them as well.
Yeah. You stab... You know, when you hit somebody with the butt of a rifle, that's stabbing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were a giant and you had a knife that was really sharp from a giant's perspective, it would, you know, the end of it would be as blunt as the butt of a gun. So yeah. You can stab somebody. It's just that you're stabbing them as though you were a giant.
And then somebody's going to write about how do we face stab the giants? And this could go on for hours.
When you face stab a giant, you're like dancing up his knee and then onto the table and then climbing up the curtains and then jumping off the giant chandelier and stabbing them in one of the pores on their face.
Yeah. Unless you have an automatic catapult or a slingshot, because those are really sharp if you're a giant. So, yeah. It all hangs together, kids. We don't just make this stuff up.
Hippie Griff says, on an unrelated note, The Fifth Element is one of the top five greatest movies ever made. Discuss. I'm not a Fifth Element hater. I like Fifth Element, but I'm not going to say that it's among the top five greatest movies ever made.
Yeah, I mean, even the top five of my favorite movies would not include Fifth Element, but it is pretty damn good.
Do you think your favorite movies correspond to the greatest movies ever?
No. I suffer no illusions about that whatsoever. I mean, Rocky Horror Picture Show is on my five favorites. And
yeah.
And that's certainly no Citizen Kane.
That's true. You know what is a Citizen Kane, though? Citizen Kane.
Yeah, I've heard.
I was really surprised. I tend to just assume that anything that's in black and white is terrible. And I don't know why that is.
That is passing strange.
Maybe because Michael Jackson is so awful?
Mm.
Ponchos says, Jick, why did you decide to make items like the box and the oyster basket offhand? I would think that they're containers.
I answered that too.
What?
I answered that too. Jeez, why did I stop?
Yeah, why did you lie to me about... Did you answer the one about Spike and Mike's Sick and Twisted Animation Festival?
No.
Oh. Well, what the hell is wrong with you? So by saying I answered everything up to this point, what you meant was I randomly answered questions after this point?
What I meant, I thought that was the point at which I stopped randomly answering questions.
I see.
But we've never gone straight down the list and answered all the questions.
Well, fine. Did you answer the how much junk does Jenna Jameson jump when Jenna Jameson jumps junk?
Yeah, I answered that by saying that their scansion was off.
Oh, yeah. They need to go to that de-scansion zone on the way to Mexico.
Yeah.
There are always these signs that say area de... What does it say?
Descansión.
Descansión. What does descansión mean?
Rest.
Okay, yeah. So that's, we always joke that that's where you go to get your poetry turned into prose, because we're, you know, liberal arts majors. On the way to Mexico, not to, to go wild for spring break, but to, you know, stay in a nice hotel and drink.
Hole up in a condo and occasionally go down to the beach.
Yeah, where I whine about having sand in my vagina. Or clothing. I wear vaginas as clothing. Anyway, NicoBot says, have either of you ever been to see Spike and Mike's Sick and Twisted Animation Show? I went to maybe three of them. They seem to get worse over time, so I stopped going. There might have just been a bad year or two.
I have intended to go to two of them and have missed both of them.
Yeah. They missed you, too. Yeah. Poncho says, Jake, what is the maximum amount of characters allowed in the notes section? I don't know. It's the same as the maximum amount allowed in the old display case before we were chopping that off. And I know that one time, I think Kitsune Tsuki tried to paste the entire text of The Great Gatsby into it, and it got like 2.5 chapters before it got cut off by the actual text limit. So 2.5 chapters of The Great Gatsby, which probably in those 2.5 chapters, there would have been 8 or 9 instances of could of and should of, because The Great Gatsby just does a horrible, horrible disservice to the English language.
By writing dialogue like people speak instead of properly pronunciating it? Pronunciating?
Yeah. Yes.
Whatever that means. Yeah.
You Fail at Soviet Russia says, hello, Jake and Scully. What would you do if a child made a wish through the Make-A-Wish Foundation to see you two?
There we go, see him.
I would promise to hit 7 home runs out of the park for him that day.
I would win one for him, but only if his name was Gipper.
If he were eating Kippers?
Yeah. Or getting a lap dance by a stripper.
A lap dance by a stripper.
If a kid wished for a lap dance from a stripper for their final wish from the Make-A-Wish Foundation, would they do it?
I don't know. I bet they would. I mean, that can't be something that has never happened. Mm-hmm. Although, I don't know, maybe you're always like on TV when they're asking you what your wish is. It happened in Scrubs. We've been watching a lot of Scrubs lately. I bought the first couple seasons on the DVD. That is a good, good, good show.
Yes.
Yeah. Rickett says, I've done a few marmot runs and received 0 clovers. Because the sign is dependent upon non-combat adventures, I never plan on taking that sign again. Could it be changed to give, say, a 1 in 250 chance of a clover following a combat? The thing is, not all of the signs are as useful as all the other signs, and think about that sign in terms of not doing another speed ascension run, but just keeping it forever. I feel like, you know, might be a little bit more useful for farming if you're, you know, farming somewhere with non-combat adventures. Yeah. The Gunrun says, will you guys ever implement a KOL marriage system? Why or why not?
No.
And why? Because you should get married in real life, not in some game.
Absolutely.
Although, now my wife is demanding an in-game marriage system so that her character and mine can be married.
Maybe we could do it on a case-by-case basis. If you mail us a copy of your marriage license, we'll make your two characters married.
Yeah. That way we could collect marriage licenses, so we could just keep going and getting our names changed everywhere.
Yeah.
Justice1234 says, do you think you can add a delete all option in your inbox? I have about 300 pages and I don't want to clutter the game. Well, you could, let's see. Maximum, it would be 8 mouse clicks to delete 300 messages now. So, 300 pages, not 300 messages. So does that mean you have 30,000 messages in your inbox?
I know that One of our friends has 52,000 in their inbox.
Wow.
Yeah. And she asked, like, is it a problem for me to have that many? And I said, well, surely, if it was going to negatively affect something, we wouldn't allow you to have it.
Well, I mean, it's the kind of thing that if everybody did it, we'd be screwed.
Yeah.
But there's no good reason to not let one person do it, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I wonder if that guy actually has 30,000 messages in his inbox. I'm going to check. You know what I have stuck in my head, speaking of Scrubs, is I have the acoustic version of that Men at Work song, Overkill.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard that?
No.
It's a good song. 278760... Da-da, doing a query. 278760, is that what I just said? 278760.
Uh-huh.
Need to do that on a second database server. He has one message in his inbox.
That's really confusing.
That's going to take forever. That's, huh. Yeah. Maybe he's not talking about his inbox. Maybe it's a multi. Yeah. Also asking if we can add something for birthdays, much like entry to veteran. By the way, it's my birthday today. I don't believe you. It's not that I don't believe you. It's that I don't believe the 10,000 other people who would say that it was their birthday today if we started doing something for birthdays.
Yeah. And maybe we could just have it say, happy birthday.
And that's true, but
not really give you anything.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Fred Levi says, I just realized double full moon would be triple stat day. How awesome would that be? You got to make that happen once every 10 KOL years or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Except that in like 6 months we're going to take the money and run to Mexico. So we really don't want to plan that far in advance.
That's true. Ooh. We're going to, come on, take the money and run.
Mm-hmm.
Is that that's a Steve Miller song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Goddamn Steve Miller.
It's less a song than a little story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The guy from Green Day and that Chinese kid.
No, the Native American kid.
Oh right. It should have been Susie Sue, because it could have been. Come on, take the money and run. Peekaboo. They could do like a medley where the police are trying to find them and they poke their heads into their hideout and they're all like, peekaboo. I don't know any other Susie and the Banshees songs.
Which is probably for the best.
Yeah, they're not very good. I know that. They had an album come out on the same day as the They Might Be Giants album once, and so the girl that I was dating at the time and I went down to the record store at midnight. Which, the record store, I think, opened for the Susie and the Banshees album, but I just got lucky and was able to buy the They Might Be Giants album. And I was like, you know, I win the night, because that Susie and the Banshees album just sucks my balls. Fred Levi says, are the glass balls of the Goblin King small enough to hold in your hand, or do you have to juggle them, too? No. You sort of spin them around in your offhand.
Yeah.
Or are they offhand? They should be. Wow, I like coughed and it tore my throat up. I'm having all kinds of stupid problems today. And the day is only an hour long so far. Vlad Slipshod says, I opened a package the other day, and in the spot where it tells you who sent it, it was blank. Why wasn't there a name there? I don't know.
Maybe it was from a player named blank.
It could be. Hmm. Toxic Popsicle says, thanks for changing the You Win the Fight page, jackasses. Yeah, cry some more, noob. I didn't do that to break all the fucking scripts. I bots and third-party clients. I did it because I was like, oh, hey, that doesn't make any sense for that to be that way. So I just fixed it. It's my code. I can fix it if I want to. But, you know, it does kind of make me happy when I break all the bots.
Wait, what's the background on that?
There was just a change to the way that the... It's a lot easier to start to start an adventure in the code now than it used to be, mm-hmm. right? Because it's just simplified a lot. And it used to be that there's a function that generates that adventure again menu at the bottom of an adventure or a fight. And it used to do this weird shit where it created a form and then used JavaScript to submit the form, but I was able to replace it with just a link, which is much simpler, much smaller, you know, save some bandwidth, just makes more sense.
Right.
And is even more browser compatible, although I think any browser that couldn't handle that wouldn't be able to handle anything. Mm. But apparently that form, and I mean, I had no idea that that's the way all of the automated adventure bots worked, was by resubmitting that form, because that kind of doesn't make any sense. There would have been a much simpler way for them to do it. But anyway, it apparently broke KOL Mafia and all the other ICP farming bots. Oh. We got this awesome thing now that Xenophobe wrote that allows us to track every bit of meat that's created and destroyed by the game.
Hmm.
So we can see, we can like break it down by, you know, okay, this is how much meat came in yesterday, this is how much of it was from Yetis, this is how much of it was from, you know, meat vortices, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's fun to read. Anyway, so yeah, we're 99% of the meat that's created is from just ICP farmers, and so we're cracking down on multi-abuse there.
And we have nerfed the peak before. Don't make us do it again.
I don't want to nerf the peak, because the peak is what allows people to, you know, be able to get to all the donation content without donating, because farming there for a couple of months or a month is enough to get you enough meat to buy a Mr. Accessory.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's also kind of shooting that stasis in the foot, because the more meat that comes in, the less the meat is worth, so the longer you have to farm to be able to buy anything. And so it's like, my only considerations about the economy is that I want people to be able to acquire enough meat to buy a Mr. A in game. You know? So it's yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
Yep, yep, yep. And a couple of tra-la-las.
I wasn't going to get quite that gay.
That's how I cast the gay away in the merry old land of Oz.
Huh. What?
Yep.
Oh, great, he says, you know how you were talking about Oblivion the other day? Well, the game is actually humongous. It is a sandbox game. The actual main quest is really short. You're not supposed to just play it. All right.
So, it's one of those games that you're not supposed to play?
What? Yeah. No, I mean, I started doing some of the other quests. I played it a little bit last night, but then I got this thing that I think was kind of buggy, and so I gave up and got pissed off because I hadn't saved recently.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. There is a lot more content. I mean, I've been sitting here, you know, working and or playing World of Warcraft while the wife plays a lot of Oblivion, and she's seeing all kinds of stuff that I didn't see because of all the side quests and whatever. And Naked Jew says, do you think just before Mr. Bill faced the naughty sorceress today, he hollered, Leroy Jenkins? I doubt it.
Yeah, I would say that Mr. Bill would be more likely to go, oh, no!
Yeah, that's probably true.
Wow. So this is weird. Fineldar says, please take out the amount of stuff you can buy from a store per day thing. It ruins the economy. But Fineldar's an old player. Why is he bringing this up now?
Is he an old player?
Yeah. I thought Fineldar had been around for quite a while.
He's got a 400,000 player ID. He's been here since February of last year. The mall limits do not ruin the economy. I mean, mall limits prevent inflation, because the way it was before, if you had a billion meat, you could buy up every one of a given item in the mall and then sell it for more money. And no one could stop you. You could never offer anything to anybody cheaply, because somebody would come along and buy out your whole stock, unless you had the limits in place. So yeah.
Yeah, I just brought that up to say, why on earth are we talking about that now?
Ron says, this is fucked up. The day after your Thursday show in which we were talking about the D&D cartoon, it re-aired on Toon Disney. Wow, really? Because I think I get Toon Disney. I should record me some Dungeons & Dragons just to see.
What else could we talk about that we'd like to see re-aired?
The Real Ghostbusters?
Yeah, that's a good cartoon.
Although I found that, that somebody sent me a link to that DVD set that I really need to buy. The entire run. 140 episodes or something. I don't know that I would ever actually sit down and watch all those, though, is the thing. I mean, I'd probably be better off just downloading a handful of episodes and watching them, you know?
Batman the Animated Series.
Batman and the Animated Series?
Yeah, which was...
It's like that Roald Dahl book about... yeah.
Let's see, we got... Weird. Glebe says, I know you guys have been talking about new familiar items. Here's an idea. An item that turns a volleyball-based familiar into a sombrero-based one. So this item makes a change that is subtle enough that very few people truly understand what it is.
Yeah. Be important, though. The sombrero is going to become much, much more important when we push the Naughty Sorceress to 13.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was kind of balanced to average out over the course of a progression from level 1 to 10, or 1 to 11.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fred Levi says, do you think it's strange that they've added a disclaimer that Red Bull doesn't give you wings at the end of the commercials? Do people actually believe them? I don't know. Maybe somebody sued them for false advertising. Maybe somebody set their factory on fire. One can only hope. Lothar Boozdrinker says, hello, I wanted to know if it would be possible to put the CMCD display in the sidebar, even when it's set to zero when you're on a miss sign run. Thanks. People have asked for that, and I just don't like it. I don't like the idea of that showing up.
Even if it's set to zero. That is kind of weird. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I could see people who want to tweak it all the time occasionally setting it to zero, but the reason that I don't want it to show up when it's zero is because I don't want it to just be sitting there in the face of somebody who is at the beginning of their first Canadia Ascension run and has no idea what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's... Yeah. So people have suggested, you know, doing it once you've actually messed with the mind control device, but I still don't think that's a good idea. Not having it show up.
Right.
Fred Levi says, I know a trophy that would annoy trophy collectors. The starter trophy that you can only get if you don't already have any trophies.
By the way, Trevor French, please stop sending me K-mails during the show. If you have a good question, which I have seen no evidence of yet, but if you do, you can send it to Radio Bugbear. Confidential to Trevor French. I guess it wasn't very confidential.
Quiero Morir says, excuse me, but how would I get the radio working? I'm not sure we want somebody with that name actually listening to us.
No, that means I want to die.
Oh, wow, really? I thought it was kill.
No, Quiero Matar would be honored to kill.
Well, okay.
No, if he just wants to die, that's okay.
Leldoran 670. Whoa. Said, can you really open the chest, or was that whole thing a bloomin' sham? I put a bloomin' sham on my bed once.
I washed my car with a bloomin' chamois once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
A chamois made of bloomers?
Yeah. It seems weird to me that a word spelled C-H-A-M-O-I-S would be pronounced chamois.
Yeah.
To the point where I didn't think that that's what... That when somebody said chamois, they were referring to what I had come to think of as a chamois.
Right.
Or a chamois. Or a...
Or a chamo.
Yeah.
Like something Michael Jackson would say.
Right.
I got distracted. Pastorama says, is the repetition filter really necessary? Is the repetition filter really necessary? Is the repetition filter really necessary? Is the repetition filter really necessary?
that was great.
It doesn't do anything if you accidentally hit enter twice, and it just gets in the way of slash trade announcements. Well, the fact that it gets in the way of you spamming the same thing over and over again in trade, yeah, that's why it's necessary. Poppin' Popper, or Repo Pin Pop. Whatever happened to that auction house idea? Did it blow over, or are you working on it? We keep talking about it.
Yeah, I'm as enthusiastic about it as I've always been.
Ooh, you'll be excited to know that in World of Warcraft the other day, I had an epic level item drop off of a monster that I was randomly fighting, and then I sold it in the auction house for 250 gold, which was like more gold than I'd ever had before, in addition to the gold that I had. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Aren't you excited?
Did something new just happen with World of Warcraft? Because I keep seeing everyone talking about how they're all addicted to it now.
I don't know.
Like they've just recently started playing again. Something.
Yeah, I don't know.
No idea.
I actually have not been playing all that much. But, because I'm, trying to rest. In the game, not in real life. Anyway, I was pretty excited that I put it in the auction house at 2:30 this morning, and then I logged on again at 7 to check it, and I was like, "Woo! I got 250 gold!" And then my wife is like, "Woo! It's our anniversary!" And I'm like, "But honey, I got 250 gold!" And she was like, "Okay, you're right. That's more exciting." It wasn't really our anniversary,
right? I was gonna say,
yeah.
Do you get to stop measuring the? Well, you never celebrate anniversaries of when like you've met someone.
Well, that's a good question. I don't. I think she does. So, and I think she was a little disappointed because apparently one of them went by.
I mean, once you're married, I thought that
it was 6 months. Yeah, and I also thought that once you're married, you no longer celebrate the relationship anniversaries.
I mean, I would say there's no such thing as a six-month goddamn anniversary.
Yeah.
But, Jess and I have always celebrated in January 25th, from the first time we announced our love. Yeah.
Great, yeah, well.
But, I was wondering if that's still required once we get married.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it depends a lot on the lady. I think I'm not really in that much trouble. I don't, she didn't actually get mad. I think she realized it afterwards. It was like, wait a minute, you prick. You were playing World of Warcraft instead of celebrating our love. And I was like, but I celebrate our love with every breath I take. And she was all, aw.
And with every move
I make.
You could have just told her that, honey, tonight I celebrate my love for you, but right now, not so much.
Liverfluke says, hey guys, you know what's 100 meters long and has no pubic hair? First row in the Backstreet Boys concert.
That doesn't seem as timely, really, to say Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
What are the children listening to these days? Kelly Clarkson.
What? Who's Kelly Clarkson? Is she that person from Fear Factor who made a album of children's songs that are covers of Gregorian chants?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're really up on pop culture, man.
I guess I did know. Yeah. And Naked, you asked for some Zappa. Do you have any Zappa?
I don't have any Zappa.
I don't really like Frank Zappa. It's like I like him as
a
person.
Yeah, I like the guy.
Well, I mean, I would like him if he wasn't dead. I guess I like him. I don't think I even knew anything about him before he was dead, though. Anyway, I saw this television show where he was being interviewed, or he was on this sort of panel discussion where somebody was talking about, I think it was Crossfire, yeah, where there was this sort of like, in the late 70s or early 80s, it was like, profanity in music is destroying our culture. Obscenity is destroying our culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that our culture survived long enough to be destroyed by obscenity again last year.
Yeah. Well, it's a constant threat. We must be ever vigilant.
Yeah, especially during election years.
Che's birthday was last week. Happy birthday, Che.
Happy birthday, Che.
She Elvis asks Chain that now. We sing her happy birthday, but singing over the radio never really works. I think that was her 17th. You know what I mean.
Uh-huh. The way she looks is way beyond compare.
Yep. Slash okay. Message Che, how old are you?
Making sure that was what you meant.
It's a little... continue, I had nothing to say.
Oh, no. Griffin says, hey, I was wondering, how's the level 11 plus content coming along? I'm eager to see it. It's still in the... It, like Lake of Boding, is in the 3% planning stages. I really miss Lake of Boding. If anybody out there knows the people who work on Lake of Boding, tell them to fucking make a game for me to play. Like Lake of Boding. Because it was fun. And it was totally fun. Lake of Boding was the awesome.
I have never heard of it before this very day.
X-Academic says, oh, it was this game that was, I don't know, it was fun. It was like our game only with less content, and it wasn't quite as funny.
Uh-huh.
But it's not like our game. Instead of meat, they use cod as currency, so that's a difference. You have a boat, and... You go fishing, and instead of using cod paste to put stuff together, you put stuff together using a blender, including, like, if you're making a backpack out of, like, leather straps and stuff, you do that by putting the ingredients in the blender. The thing is, I enjoyed it. I liked playing it. I looked forward to going there every day and playing my turns. And then it went down because they were, like, moving to a new server, and then the we'll be back soon message got replaced by we're rethinking this and going to redo it from scratch. We're currently 3% of the way done in the planning stages, and we expect it to take about a month. And that was, like, 4 months ago, and it's still 3% planning stages. And I don't even know who it is that did it. Hey, whatever happened to Teyard?
Yeah. Their milkshake-based advertising didn't work.
Teyard is also down.
Oh.
I put an update about this thing on the post that started it all. As most of you probably know, things got stagnated under the old code, and in a fit of rage and fury, I decided to throw everything away that was previously written and rewrite the entire engine from scratch. Why is it that every game that people who play Kingdom of Loathing make, and I'm like, hey, I'd like to see how this game turns out, they, like, take it down, and they're like, I don't like you, chick. You don't get to play our game no more.
And why do all of the people who play Kingdom of Loathing and make games talk like that?
I don't know.
Really.
X-Academic says, given all the KOL marriages occurring in / newbie, is there anything in the works to mock or degrade them? If not, why not? And what sort of bribe is necessary to get that going? I think that the nature of reality mocks and degrades people who get married in online games.
Indeed. That would be adding injury to lameness.
X-Academic also says, Jick, if I send you some carpet scraps, will you put them on the wall in your office to cut down on the bad reverbness? The bad reverbness might be because of some... Let's see if it got any better just then, because I just realized that there are some speakers turned on in here. I saw this video the other day where the link to the video was what happens when a guy covered with microphones walks into a room full of speakers. Wow. And it was just this performance art that was just this horrible sort of directed feedback. It didn't sound as cool as I was hoping it would.
Oh, by the way, Che is 18.
Huzzah.
So congratulations, Che, for not dying for 18 solid years.
Ragnarok X says, why are there only 5 items that have the word taco in it? I'm a big collector, and I would like more taco-related items. Well, we've been talking for a long time about making a lot more tacos.
Yeah. Maybe we should have another class of food. That's tacos.
Yeah.
You can have different shells and different things that you put in the shells. That'd be interesting.
Poncho says, Jick or Mr. Skullhead, could you tell those guys at Cold Front to update your radio shows? The last one up is from February. Thank you. I don't know. There were some sort of shake-ups at Cold Front. I don't know. Like, it might be the case that the podcast people have sort of taken over for them. There might be a link there. I always miss links on Coldfront. Whenever they're like, forever they had a link to the Thursday Night Show archives, and I just didn't think there was a link there. So I kept asking them to put a link there, and there just totally already was one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As soon as Mr. Skullhead is here in town, and we start doing the broadcasts we start doing all of the broadcasts from the office, then I will be archiving every single show on the Asymmetric Archives, because as it stands now, I can't record the shows when Mr. Skullhead is doing the broadcasting, and we can't use Skype if I'm doing the broadcasting. Uh-huh. So that we can both be on the radio, Mr. Skullhead does the broadcasting and doesn't record anything. But everything that broadcasts out of my computer at the office automatically gets recorded, and then all I have to do is like convert it and upload it. So there will be another source of it in perpetuity. Yeah. Count D says, "Hey Scully and Jick and Scully, how about that Neutral Milk Hotel reference in the Tomatoes Consume text? That'd be pretty cool." Yeah, cool. P.S. Jazz hands. Yeah, I know. I keep forgetting to do that.
I did add that to one of the hippies' fight texts.
Oh yeah.
He throws tomatoes at you. The tomatoes don't really hurt, but the radio wire inside them does. So, it's in there. A little
Hooray!
Bit.
All right. That's good. Did you put semen all under the garden?
No.
Good. You better not. I don't want to eat carrots that are covered with your semen.
Today.
Yeah, I need any more.
I wish you'd have a consistent policy on shit like that.
Yeah.
Now, I actually subscribed to the podcast for a while, and it seemed like what it meant was every time I logged into iTunes, it would download your last show and our last show and replace the ones that had gone previous. Like, it didn't just kind of sit there with all of them, and so I stopped subscribing so it would stop deleting them.
If that's the way all podcasts work, then I'm going to be gurgree. Gurgle.
Gree-gree?
So I think that I finally got a network drive here at the house, and I got all the stuff from the network drive at the office on it, and I got it set up here, so I'm going to install iTunes here in my house. Mm. And actually, I'm going to give it a shot, Mr. Skeleton. I'm going to use iTunes the way that you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let it index all my music and see what happens.
But you can't let it index all your music unless all of your music is tagged.
You can't?
Well, no.
You can't tag it once it's in there?
Well, it'll put everything that's not tagged in a directory under unknown artist.
Wait, why would it put it in? Why? I thought you said it doesn't move your shit out of the directories that you have your shit in. How is it that iTunes doesn't understand that if I have two directories full of songs, that it shouldn't put them?
Oh, I thought you were going to do the organize your music. If you don't tell it, move my shit around, it will not move your shit around.
Okay, so you can do like a read-only index kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Natina says, is Clan Warfare ever going to be anything other than a meat sink? Yeah, probably. Sargi says, will there be a way to change clan leader if the leader is marked no delete and goes AFK for, 6 months? Yeah, I need to figure out the right way to do that. I'm beginning to think that what we should do is just allow anyone with the highest degree rank in the clan to assume leadership if the leader is gone for a month.
I think a month might be too narrow.
You think 2 months?
Yeah. It's not unheard of for a vacation to last a month.
What? Damn. I guess not if you go on fancy rich boy vacations.
Yeah, I'm nothing if not the son of a rich... The bazillionaires who wipe their asses with $100 bills. Although, like, 3 months would probably be ideal because that would cover the summer contingency.
Yeah, but then 6 months would cover Mormon mission.
Yeah, screw the Mormons. Find a new religion. That'll bring you to your knees. The rough draft of that in my head was less polite.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh, well.
This whole slash thing in Firefox is kind of neat, but I still wish that it would do what Internet Explorer does when you reload the page. This is a good question for you. Panay says, hello, who would win in a fist fight, Vin Diesel or Chuck Norris? Also, how much wood could Chuck Norris chuck? The question is, how much Norris could Chuck Norris chuck, if Chuck Norris could Chuck Norris?
I gave them the example of Ulysses Grant.
Right.
So you'd think they'd have that cold by now.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of another one. How many winks would Wink Martindale Martindale? I wonder if Wink Martindale ever used the Martingale system to lose money. I think Vin Diesel would lose to Chuck Norris.
I would, I'd have to say I think that Vin Diesel could take Chuck Norris at this point.
You think?
Chuck Norris is in good shape, but he's...
Phoenix points out that if they were in the dark, Vin Diesel would totally win because he has the dark light or whatever.
The weird reflective eyeballs.
Yeah. But then, I don't know.
He's 66 years old now, is Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris is?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Uh-huh.
God damn. Hey, did you ever see that scene where Chuck Norris and Bruce Lee fight in that weird temple, and they spend, like, half an hour cracking their knuckles before they...
No, I didn't find that one. I didn't see that one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a silly fight scene. Oh, boy. Bebe Bear says, is the bounty hunter someone whose name is Hunter or someone who hunts bounty hunters? It's somebody who haunts bunny haters.
Bunny hounders. Yeah.
Justice1234 says, there should be a dish rag in the game, considering there are ninja mops. Perhaps they could be smithed with the armory / leggery. Would you use it as a do-rag?
I would hope so.
A dish rag do rag?
Hmm.
I do run.
I was going to say. I actually was just about to say Met Him on a Sunday and my heart stood still.
Uriel3ka says, on the topic of containers, why aren't they saved when you save your custom outfit? Because they're not real.
Yeah. I explained that there's really no such thing as a container slot for anything that actually belongs in the game right now.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Custom outfits and regular outfits still take off things in container slots, though. The monkey says, fake hands don't work in custom outfits. Can this be fixed? No. It's a joke. Gilligan the Lonely says, is the KOL card game still around? Oh, it's around. It's just, you know, waiting for me to draw a bunch of pictures. Which, yeah, I've been given a deadline. Mr. Skullhead is going to start punching me in the crotch. That was a funny line from an episode of Scrubs we were watching. It's like, do this, or I'm going to show you what I learned in my crotch punching class today.
Nice.
Yeah. That and I was thinking,
great.
Should I take a crotch punching class?
I think I'm pretty good at crotch punching without the class.
What?
I mean, maybe I don't have any advanced techniques. I haven't had any complaints.
Thrarin says, what would you think if somebody came to you with the well-developed beginnings of another web-based game and asked to join forces with Asymmetric, assuming it were funny and meshed with the company's feel, of course? I don't know.
Give it a shot.
Spaz Warrior says, hey, Jick and or Scully, I have 60 vampire hearts, but what will they be used for? Also, did I waste all my adventures collecting 60 vampire hearts? No.
You can use them for something now.
Can you?
Yeah. You can sell
them in your display case?
No, you can sell them back to the...
No, you can't. That's on dev.
Well, roll that shit out.
OMG, spoilers! I don't know if it works. Nobody's given me any feedback. I don't know if it's been tested.
I successfully did it several times.
Okay, fine. Fuck, I'll roll it out, for Christ's sake.
I'm sorry that nobody tells me what's going on, damn it.
Well, it's still on the dev thing. Once it's rolled out, I get rid of the message on the main map of dev.
There was never a message about the main.
What the
dev
fuck are you talking about? Yes, there is. It's giant and yellow.
I can't see yellow.
And it's still right there. Oh, well then, it looked like black text on a white background instead of a yellow background. God. Count D says, Clerks was in black and white. How dare you? Yeah, Clerks was terrible. I'm totally kidding.
Okay. And yeah, I figured I'd... Yeah, if you weren't kidding, you were just too far lost for me to save. Huh.
William Wallace says, I'm currently writing a research paper on The Great Gatsby, and I was wondering if I could quote you on that in my paper. Yes, that he has done more damage to the English language with that book. Nate Tiener says, thanks for dissing The Great Gatsby. You are my hero. You know, I didn't even finish the book.
You know, I kind of doubt that all of the douchebags in my English class who are saying would have and could have are doing it because they've read The Great Gatsby.
Yeah, well.
I think they're doing it because they've never read a book in their lives.
Yeah, well, you know, you do teach at NAU.
Yeah.
Trevor French says, would you splooge in kid's mouth if it was a girl?
Wow. Now is the time on Sprockets where people ask us bizarre and creepy questions.
Yeah. So, We went to this comedy show last night. We went to see Norm Macdonald and the people that opened for Norm Macdonald.
Oh, no.
And the first guy, the guy who was like the kind of MC opening comedian, wasn't all that funny, but his first joke was kind of funny. He accepted that he sort of fucked up the delivery, but what he should have said was, yeah, so I called in sick to work the other day. My boss was like, well, you don't sound sick. And the guy's like, well, I'm fucking my sister.
That's an old joke, though.
Yeah, well, anyway. And he got a whole week off, he said. Ha ha.
Well, that's a good follow-up.
And then we saw Norm Macdonald, and he was kind of weird. He was sort of, he seems to have at least be pretending that he, like, found the Lord. And he's also, he's funny like a drunk homeless guy is kind of funny.
Huh. I've always thought of Norm Macdonald as that kind of funny.
See, but, I mean, he was always pretty... Like, his speech is just really slurred, and he's all scruffy-looking.
Hmm.
Like, when he came up on stage, the first thing he said was, sorry, I forgot to zip up my jacket. And he was, like, wearing a jacket over a hoodie over a T-shirt.
Hmm.
Like a... I don't know, man. It was just like he was all cracked out. I mean, he was funny. He was also super depressing.
Huh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of jokes about cancer and child molestation. You know, some of those are funny. But, yeah, so, I don't know. He said some funny stuff.
I'm waiting for you to peter out.
Xenobert says, or Trebonex, Chris Rock did a comedy show about kids that wanted to lap dance for their Make-A-Wish. You know, I don't believe you, because Chris Rock only has one joke, and that joke is, black people are different than white people. Black kids, if they get a Make-A-Wish for a Make-A-Wish Foundation, they get a lap dance from a stripper. White people, if they get a Make-A-Wish, they wish for a home run from a baseball player. Because black people are different than white people.
Mm-hmm.
That was my Chris Rock impression.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, I actually was going to say, I was waiting for you to peter out so I could suggest that we take our hour break.
You were waiting for me to get my peter out so we could take a break?
Yeah, I was waiting for you to get your peter out so I could break it.
There was also the second comedian in between the opening guy and Norm Macdonald who was like, he was talking about how he was Jewish but not really practicing. His parents don't really care if he marries a Jew, but his grandma just loved Jews. In fact, when she was in elementary school, she wrote Grandma plus Jews on her notebook with a big heart around it. And they were all like, why are you referring to yourself as grandma? You're 11 years old. Yeah, that is kind of funny.
Yeah.
So
you want to go to music?
Yes.
All right. Let's do that then.
a force bender. Come on, baby, let's see what we've made of. Yeah.
All right, so apparently I spent that entire break with my mic on, so I hope you all enjoyed listening to me breathe. Jake, are you back with us yet?
I am, yeah. I didn't hear anything. I had my speakers on so that I wouldn't have to have the headphones on the entire time, and I don't think it was really bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I've been reading the forums for Teilhard. It's neat. He is working.
Mm.
Also, he says in this post, also, while I have more or less gotten over that whole I won't do it if it's like KOL does it mentality. Yeah. So that's nice. I don't mind stuff being like KOL.
Yeah, I think when Teilhard was popular, we had a lot of people asking us, are you pissed off that they did this? And, like, no, I mean, we didn't invent any of the mechanics that we use.
Yeah.
It's all about the content, so.
I mean, and, you know, it's like, I like seeing things that are slightly different, too, more so than things that are, like, really different, because that way I, you know, get an idea of, like, well, okay, how would it be if it worked like this, you know?
Yeah.
Waterboo says, what do you think of another high-level area like HITS? It could be called TITS. We came up with this idea in / hardcore, and I will send you it all in 3 PMs. TITS equals tissue in the sky, since the procrastination giant forgot to do the trash again, but it floated into space. You could do things that stand for the clit or something.
I'm the master of the clit.
Waterboo says, and you would have to get a set of items that had a really shitty drop weight and were used once. The monsters would be even harder than the HITS monsters. So you want a tits with a clit.
Excellent. I mean, I could see, like, the careening llama in the sky.
Waterboo says the items dropped could be, like, tampons and periods.
That's class. I'm surprised that wasn't a villa discussion.
Now, come on, there's nothing wrong with villa.
I'm annoyed with the villains again.
Oh, yeah?
I just got 3 or 4 messages about an older player who I think had access to some of the more private chat channels was auctioning his account on eBay. So I disabled the account because it has, you know, it had some special privileges and whatnot. And apparently there was an hour-long discussion in Villa that resulted in like 5 or 6 people K-mailing me and demanding... Not asking, demanding that I justify my actions. And that bugged the shit out of me. Just kind of reinforced my opinion of Villa as, like, a place where people go to pretend that they're elite.
Hmm.
I don't want to be harsh or anything.
Yeah.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
Bufferus Maximus says, what is the estimated wait time for a reply from Multizar? I don't know. I guess it depends on what you're asking.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a lot like mine, where if I happen to be on and can give you a quick answer, then it's real quick. If it's something more in-depth, it takes longer, and occasionally I'm just never going to answer because it's not a question I want to answer.
Yeah. Anaka Jew says, you should have a zone where the drops are shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, possibly with some amount of stench resistance, for dealing with a half a ton of garbage. Yeah, and you have to put an envelope under some garbage to complete the quest.
Hmm. Did I miss something?
Hmm?
Did I miss something?
Alice's restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Rusty Monkey says, do vampire hearts have any purpose yet? No. Except, you know...
They do for me.
Vampires love things with them.
Yes.
I really wish I didn't have a headache. If only there was some sort of ancient... tribal African remedy made out of the barks of trees or some shit.
Yeah. What's with the headache? Sinus or...
I don't know. I mean, it's not a hangover, and it's not... It doesn't feel like it's my sinuses, although I guess now that you mention it, it kind of does. Yeah, William Wallace says, if I've made some item that I want to bring to Con 3, can I just mail it to the office? Because I really don't want to take some of this stuff on a plane with me. Well, I guess that means it isn't snakes.
For a plane.
I mean, you can mail whatever you want to the P.O. box, I guess. I mean, you know, just be sure you mark that it's yours so that we don't open it, especially if it's a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's a bull with a bomb in it, that would just be abominable.
Yes, okay. For a second there, I thought you had that backwards.
No. A bull with a bomb in it.
Right.
Xenobert says, how much meat comes into the game daily? We don't know yet. We don't really have a lot of data yet. It's only been tracking for like one day, not even an entire day, because it went in at rollover yesterday. But it's a bunch. It's a bunch load.
Hmm.
Yeah, whole fatty bunch load. Remember back in grade school when they used to call you fatty bunch load?
Yeah, I had forgotten because I had been repressing it, but now I remember it well.
Looking at the meat flow. You know, that's what they do to old ranchers, is they set them out to sea on a meat flow. old butchers, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah. My uncle's a butcher. His license plate says 10 meat, which is
funny.
Yeah, which it was like that before. Apparently because he's rumored among his coworkers to have a 10-inch penis. And I can't say, you know, he's related to me by marriage, so, you know, the fact that I have an 11-inch penis doesn't really enter into it.
It's just kind of a statistic coincidence.
Yeah. Mm.
Did you notice that Skipperick has a custom license plate?
Uh-uh.
I hadn't seen that before. It says... KOL, and then her player ID.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. And Jezzerfly just got hers last week.
What does it say?
Jezzerfly.
Huh.
Without one of the E's. The second E, to be precise.
Jezzerfly.
Uh-huh.
So you can do seven letters?
Yeah. So I could do Skulhed.
I should do Jix. Lexs.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Or Jixnutz.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a truck with those truck nuts on it.
Yeah, I've seen those in the wild before, too. They're surprisingly small, though. It's a funny thing.
Yeah. I'm gonna run get my ancient tribal African tree bark remedy. I'll be right back.
All right. I'll sit here in silence until you return. No, actually, what I should do is... people suggesting ways that we could have some kind of reward for real birthdays. I think the best thing to do is to not have anything change, except that when you log in, it should say, happy birthday... somebody, you know, player name. And maybe the first time you log into chat, it could say, it's Ba's birthday today, in whatever channel you're in. I don't know, I kind of like knowing when other people's birthdays are, but the more that we reward people for it being their birthday, the more people are just going to make it their birthday every day. So, yeah. We can't really check ID to see what birthday, and if birthday with birthdays. Wow. Sorry, got stuck. Minden says, any plans for the Dawn to ever come back? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to check the concordance. Captain Spaulding says, have you thought about coating the Yeti meat drop so they decrease slowly over the course of a run? That would force people to do more than just farm the peak with their multis. No, it wouldn't. It would force people to make new multis as soon as their first multi started getting a decreasing drop. So, I mean, the solution is not to really nerf the peak. The solution is to make sure that people aren't farming the peak with their multis. Because we have no problem with one player getting as much meat as he can out of that. But when you're, you know, have an army of botted multis doing it, that slows down the game and gives you an unfair advantage and blah, blah, blah.
Man, I hate taking pills.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you swallow it down, that jagged little pill?
I did. It got stuck halfway down my throat, and I was all, ha, 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 ha.
Do you dry swallow pills?
No. That'd be funny if your smoke detector was a smoker. So whenever there was a fire, it was all like,
My cats do that.
Oh, yeah?
I'm worried about the one cat that actually does the coughing up hairball routine. Because he'll sit there, like, with his claws in the carpet, hacking as hard as he can. And then instead of hacking something up, he just swallows.
Hmm.
So it seems like maybe he's the shape of a football because his entire body cavity is full of hairballs.
It's like a, what do you, it's like a bezoar?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce that?
I think it was bezoar and something that I actually watched rather than read, but I can't imagine what that would have been.
Harry Potter, maybe.
No, that's in the next book.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Actually, dictionary.com says bezoar.
Bezoar?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Man, I was out near this honey hive, and I got totally bezoared.
Yeah.
Because a honey hive is a real thing. I don't, yeah.
The honey hive was one of my favorite strip clubs back in the day.
Yeah. Back in the day before you turned gay.
Mm.
And stopped liking the ladies.
Right. People have been suggesting various ways in which we should acknowledge birthdays, but I think my idea to just have it say happy birthday when you log in, and then Fusiliban suggests make an announcement to anyone who has the birthday boy or girl friended is a decent idea. So just like when you first log in, you'd see it's X's birthday today.
Yeah.
Because anything we can do that will make KOL more like MySpace.
Neville Dunjacobi says, have you heard my new band, Batman and the Animated Series?
Precious.
LOTE says, how about a gentleman's club one-handed? No, because that would be ripped straight out of Munchkin.
And there's plenty of stuff that we've inadvertently... Well, convergent evolution.
There was a lot of simultaneous... Simultaneous discovery there.
Yeah.
Pene says, could you make it so it will be possible to type the characters Aegis and then the O with the slash through it from Schoberg and an A with the circle over it in K-mails and on the clan message board without them getting all garbled up? No. You should move to America and learn to type in English. That's funny. I'm such a dick. No, the problem is, without just specifically green-lighting certain characters, the text processing that prevents things from seriously getting fucked up is also what prevents you from using any high ASCII. I mean, and it's not... I don't feel like... I don't know, like, what does Hotmail do if you type characters like that in there?
I wouldn't know, because I'd never used the filthy motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I forget. I haven't used Hotmail since Gmail came along. Actually, before that, I was using Yahoo Mail.
Naked Juice says, JNS, I'd like you each to weigh in. Which is a better movie, Chasing Amy or Dogma? I think Chasing Amy.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
I mean, because Dogma, it was... I don't think of Dogma as like a... I don't know. I don't think of it as like a movie with a beginning, a middle, and an end, you know? I think of it as just sort of being a... I don't know. Like, just I don't know how to describe this. You know, I mean, Chasing Amy was a movie about people in situations that people are in.
Right.
And Dogma was...
And
I don't know.
Kind of a near-plotless romp through Christian mythology.
Yeah, there you go.
And it was very cool as that, but, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Huh. Ow, my head. Slow One Me says, they recently just did a DVD, they released a DVD of COPS, not the reality show on Fox, the one where you're fighting crime in a future time. I remember that.
Hmm.
It was like Corps of Police Specialists or something.
I vaguely remember that. Now, if only they'll bring back Tiger Sharks. And Voltron would be fun to watch again. I never saw the Mask cartoon. Was that any good?
I don't know.
Not the Mask movie, but the half-assed Transformers.
the cartoon the cartoon where Eric Stoltz is all like, I have a huge head.
That was awesome.
Yeah, he's always using it to deflect things that would hit people,
especially Cher. Like,
yeah, they'd be like, see. My handicap is actually a cap.
Triple X Sienna says abstinence or death. I'll have the chicken.
Freak says, which is better, California girls or Southern girls? California girls.
Yeah, definitely. Although,
isn't your wife from the South?
No, my wife's from Minneapolis.
Southern Minnesota.
Yeah,
that's Southern Canada.
That's the deep South, man. Beach Boys notwithstanding, California girls tend to look about 20 years older than they actually are and have skin the consistency of a handbag.
What?
Okay, it happened so often to me when I was living in L.A. Like, when I'm looking at a girl, I tend to start at the feet, you know, work my way up for the surprise at the end. And I would say, oh, this girl's got great calves. And
see, when I look at a girl, all I see is her eyes.
She's got really nice tits. And then,
the windows in
the head is 40 years old, 50 years old, 60 years old. Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Cletus P. Slackjaw says, you've got years to go before she stops celebrating stupid little anniversaries. Just accept it. Okay.
Yeah, Shadow Ninja. People would have had enough of stupid little anniversaries. But I look around me, and I see it isn't so.
I guess I'm not getting that.
Silly love songs. It's in Moulin Rouge, which you like, you big ol' homo. I like Moulin Rouge, too. Yeah.
Are you trying to tell me something?
I know.
iClub you says, do either of you ever use the phrase lady friend?
No.
No, and I also never use the phrase lover.
Mm.
I try and be as little like that Will Ferrell character in the sweater on Saturday Night Live as I can.
Right.
You know, they're all open about their sex life. As though it's not some shameful, dirty thing.
Yeah, that shit's just wrong.
I know, dude. Shadow Ninja Guy says, who draws all the item pictures and how do they do it? I do, and I do it with a pen on some paper, and then I scan it.
Sporadically.
Oh, fuck off. It's been a long time since anything waited a significant amount of time for me to draw.
I know. That was just that was too there to not take.
Yeah. Artia says, dear Jick, on World of Warcraft, what realm do you play on? Also, Horde or Alliance? I play Horde on Dune Maul. Horde! For the Horde! For the Horde. Mm. Yeah.
Should I try playing World of Warcraft?
I don't know, dude. You might like it.
Well, I don't have any time at this point.
Dan Flyheight says, I have a Gru as a familiar, now I got two more Gru eggs and I can't do anything to them. I can't sell them or give them away. What can I do with them? There's stuff you can do with them.
Yep.
Jello Boy says, there's a clan named Ku Klux Klan. Misspelled, but still offensive. Does that violate any guidelines? I wasn't sure, so I figured I'd bring it to your attention. Yeah.
I tend to give messages for those that say, please disband your clan and form one that doesn't have a dumb name, you dumbass.
Yeah, I usually go and rename the clan something like, you know, Rainbow Tolerance Jamboree.
Mm-hmm.
But
because the only way to show people that being prejudiced is wrong is by making fun of gay people.
What? That's not making fun of gay people.
Sure it is.
What?
Well, saying like, oh, the worst insult I can give you is to make your clan name sound like you're gay.
I'm not trying to insult them. I'm trying to make them nice.
Oh.
And nice people talk about faggots and the rainbow Brigade.
And the Rainbow Gathering. Which is not gay people, but really hardcore hippies.
Fineldar says, you should mention O'Beeron's name on air because he's awesome and helped our guild a lot. Also, did any of you ever play the original EverQuest? I did for a little while. Not very long. Maybe 20 hours. I had a shaman named Gay Russ. Actually, his name was Garrus, but everybody called me Gay Russ. Which is kind of funny.
Did you ever equip a queer ass on Gay Russ?
No, I didn't. He came with one. queer ass. We didn't do any queer asses, did we, for the armory and legory? Oh, because a queer ass is the thing that goes on top, right?
Yeah. What the hell is a queer ass? No, those are the greaves, or the gloves.
What are they?
Yeah.
If only there was some vast network of computers we could consult.
I can get an equestrian queer ass.
Queer ass. A piece of armor covering the body from neck to waist. Also, the breastplate of such a piece. Something as bony plates covering an animal, resembling a queer ass. So, one of the definitions of queer ass is something resembling a queer ass.
That's awesome.
I didn't think we needed to, like, actually specify all of the similes. Fixmaster says, I like blueberry muffins. What are your favorite types of muffins, Chick and Scully? I'm not a big muffin guy.
Yeah, I can go for a blueberry muffin every now and again. Or a banana nut.
My favorite muffin is like a ham and egg croissant.
Yeah, you really don't ever eat anything sweet as your central entree of any meal, do you?
No, I mean, I'm not really like a big cake or cookies kind of guy. I don't know.
But I mean, like, so you wouldn't eat pancakes or French toast or
No. I can't stand pancakes and French toast, just the idea of it, it's kind of nauseating to me.
What? It's like an omelet wrapped around a piece of bread that you then put sugar and syrup on.
Yeah, the sugar and syrup is what... Yeah, I don't know, man. You know what I did try last night, though, at the wife's urging, is, like, crackers with cheese and apple slices on them.
Yeah, cheese and apples tends to go together.
Yeah, it really does. I wouldn't have expected it to, because I tend to not like the sweet and salty at the same time, but...
except for Hawaiian pizza.
Except for Hawaiian pizza, yeah, I know.
Bastard.
No, dude, I know. I just developed a taste for it somehow, and it's fucking good. Pineapple is more sour than sweet anyway, so, I mean, it's... I don't know. Like, you know what I do hate, though, is, like, sweet and sour, like, Chinese food sauce?
Yeah.
That's just nasty. I'll never eat anything with sweet sour sauce.
Because it tends to be not really sweet and sour sauce, but, like, pancake syrup. Bright red pancake syrup that you're supposed to dip your pork into. And I don't dip my pork into a lot of things. Not including your mom.
Yes. Ratclaw says, who is Fernsworthy? Is he a reference to something somewhere, or did you just make him up? Actually, Bjorn made him up. Fernsworthy the Extreme Mage. But so we've got some more development going on for him. Riff's going to town with the Fernsworthiness.
So that came from the Haiku Dungeon?
Yeah. All right.
Wow, Fat Chocobo is Rain Man.
Fat Chocobo is banned for a day.
Yeah. Usually we get, like, the gun run will ask 40 questions, but they'll all be different. This guy just gets a question in his head and then asks it 40 times, which I would say is significantly worse.
Oh, Stargazer67, who runs the podcast, says, on the podcast, it won't delete your old ones if you set keep:all episodes on the podcast tab in preferences.
I learned that too late. What I want is really what Coldfront had. I want to just go there and download the ones that I want.
Yeah.
Ooh, honey.
Dana wanna want. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Fineldar says, who would win in a fight, Captain Planet or Mr. T?
I'm going to have to say Mr. Rogers could take out Captain Planet.
What if he had all of his heart?
Did Captain Planet actually have any superpowers? Or was it just, like, extreme gayness?
What does the word extreme mean?
Yeah, I don't know, but that would be great.
Jick Nad Mr. Skullhead. What is this?
Jick Nad Mr. Skullhead? I wish you wouldn't.
You're using your donations to get handjobs from hookers since 2004. This is some weird blog on some weird free website where this guy drew a picture of me as a blonde, muscular guy. with a side ponytail and...
Who submitted that to you?
Fineltar. It's a good drawing. I don't believe that that's actually me.
And I gotta look at it, because...
Dan Flyhite says, I woke up in the morning and my socks were gone. Enron. I don't...
Did Enron steal your socks?
Maybe it was stocks. I woke up this morning and my IRS was... Or my IRS. My IRA was gone.
Do you see what happens, people, when you send us questions with typos in them? Our brains start to get typos in them.
Severus says, how come the Ninja Mutt makes no reference to Stanley from UHF? I don't really like that guy, Michael Flatley.
Richards.
Michael Richards. Richard... George? George Michael. See, he has two first names. You can't trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Like George Michael or Paul Rubens.
Does Rubens really count, though?
Well, I mean, does George Michaels?
Oh, his name is George Michael.
George Michael. Okay. Yeah. Michael Richards, then. Maybe Michael Richards doesn't count either, but, like, I don't know. Michael Richards counts to the same extent as Paul Rubens did. And really, it was more just I wasn't listing people who had two first names at the last. I was just listing people who got arrested for masturbating in public.
Mm-hmm.
George Michael, Paul Rubens, Ruben.
Does Harrison Ford make it so you can't trust George Harrison?
I don't know. Or Ford Prefect.
Mm.
What about Mos Def? He makes me not trust Hollywood.
Black people?
No. I don't have a problem with Mos Def. I just have a problem with Mos Def as Ford Prefect.
Yeah.
Same way that I would have a problem with anyone who can't speak English.
I still don't get that. I watched that movie. I had a lot of complaints about it, but that was not one of them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, and also the other thing that people complain about, the big musical number at the beginning, I thought was hilarious. So.
Huh. Natina says, hey, what do you call a child molester with cancer? Never mind.
Did he not give the punchline? Did he actually say never mind?
Yes, yeah.
Because now I'm curious.
Bad A Mother 4000 says, if that is your Chris Rock impression, I shudder to think what you're going to put in the Black Forest. Lady Luanda says, wow, I never would have suggested that you were doing a Chris Rock impression, but it was lovely. Somebody said in chat right after that that I did a good impression of a black person, and my wife said, in bed.
Huh.
Get it? Because I have a giant penis?
Oh, I thought it was because you were too lazy to get her off.
Oh!
I'm really glad you laughed at that, because the other contingency on that would have been you firing me.
Yeah. Alright. Sovereign Darkness says, is it possible to create a /sarcasm chat function?
Sarcasm?
Yeah.
Am I missing something again?
I'm assuming sarcasm. Mm. What would that do, though? It would filter whatever you wrote.
And say the exact opposite?
Yeah. Is that what sarcasm means?
Mm-hmm.
Well, really?
No.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. Are you being sarcastic? I don't even know anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm totally being sarcastic.
Lady Luanda says, so I could just be unobservant, but I don't remember you always referencing your little lady. If you can remember, how long have you been hitched for, Jick? We got married February 16th. Dan Smith says, dear Jick, how do you type with boxing gloves on? Fred Levi says, I put ketchup on my French toast.
You know what they put on French toast in Amsterdam? Mayonnaise.
What are they... What? Where the hell is... Okay, now I think I found where the questions are again.
Ron says, you said something about 10-inch penises, and then I said, I just saw Skipperix, and before I got to license plate, he had a really bad mental image.
Yeah, me too, actually. I didn't want to say anything. Metal says, what advice would you give to someone who wishes to start up a game such as this, apart from no MySQL, etc.? I don't know.
We've always said do something that you like and is funny for you, and don't try to consciously make something that'll be cool or hip or whatever.
Yeah, and I mean, if you don't enjoy working on it, you're not gonna, it's not gonna be any good, you know? I mean, like, if it wasn't fun for me the entire time, I never would have actually gotten around to doing any of the things that I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, just, you know, just relax. Don't worry if people criticize you, because they will.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you do, you know. Don't let it get to you like I do sometimes and spin into a miasmic spiral of rainy soul depression. Vorthox also says you can keep iTunes from deleting podcasts if you change your preferences. Anima says Tricon Bezoars and Bezoars appeared in one of the Sandman mini stories.
Yeah. People pointed that out, but then I pointed out that I was trying to find something that would allow me to pronounce it, and that didn't really help.
Fineldar says, Skullhead, my liege has offered to make me a baron. Do you think Baron Fineldar van Uberfaust is too long? As it should stay at Fineldar van Uberfaust?
I don't think so. I think Baron Fineldar van Uberfaust has a good ring to it.
Glebe says the mask cartoon was pretty so-so.
Yeah, okay. Because the toys were kind of groovy.
Yeah.
Even though there were vehicles that pretty much transformed into other vehicles. God, so the Transformers movie is coming to us courtesy of the director of Armageddon and the screenwriter of Catwoman, The Core, and The Island.
Is it a live-action Transformers movie?
Yep.
Whoa, really?
Yep.
Wow,
which I was excited
know.
About until I heard that Michael Bay was directing it and the guy who wrote Catwoman was writing it.
Huh.
I mean, and it'll probably be fun to watch. Anyway,
it's not, in
not to listen to.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, it is.
Transformers the movie 2007. Okay, fine. Shia LaBeouf is in it.
Ah, good. I don't really know who that actor or actress is, but every time I see that name, it makes me happy.
She's 20.
Oh, that helps.
Sometimes credited as Shia LaBeouf.
You really want to keep that straight.
It's a guy. Sorry. He was an iRobot. The kid who kept what? I see. Okay,
oh, he was
right.
Kid in Constantine.
Ah, yeah, okay. I got it. I'm sorry, that guy's name is Shia LaBeouf.
His middle name is Shade, with Shaide. Wow. Hey, wouldn't you think that you would change your name to, you know, Chesty McChesterson or something if you were going to get into film?
Yeah.
I mean, something that people could spell and pronounce, you know?
Right,
let's get that kid, Shyam LaBeouf-net.
County asks if we've seen An Evening with Kevin Smith. Fucking funny. If you haven't seen it, watch Wild Wild West first. It'll be worth it. Yeah, you know, I'm glad that I had seen Showgirls before I saw Chasing Amy for the first time, because that made it much, much better. I always actually wanted to see Wild Wild West. I think it can't be that bad.
And it kind of is.
What? I like Will Smith, though. I even like him when he's all like, always bet on black. That's funny, because I can't tell the difference between Wesley Washington and Denzel Smith.
Right. Now, even if you like Will Smith and you liked Men in Black and you like every other movie Barry Sonnenfeld's directed, it was just fucking awful.
But even with Kevin Kline?
Yeah. I like Kevin Kline, too.
Even with Kenneth
Branagh was in there, and Salma Hayek's ass is in there, which is kind of nice, but
Salma Hayek's ass.
It's all too brief. I mean, the rest of Salma Hayek is in there, too. But
did you say there were tits in it?
No, no tits.
No tits.
Yeah.
Relsqui says, hi, JNS. Starting a new NetHack game. What should I play? Be a caveman. Unilin says, A Tale in the Desert is way cooler than World of Warcraft. I disagree with you. I don't get A Tale in the Desert. I don't get the appeal. It's social, I guess.
I don't play games on the computer.
Slow One Me says, A cuirass is like a round metal breastplate thingy. So like a metal bra.
Hey, you want to listen to some metal bra?
Spin Dizzy says, What is your and Scully's favorite vegetable? It used to be Christopher Reeve.
Oh, God. Not again.
He wasn't really a vegetable, though.
No.
Who was that woman?
Terry Schiavo.
Terry Schiavo, yeah. And asparagus.
120 minutes of generating angry email with Chicken Scully.
I like asparagus.
Mm. Yeah. Asparagus is pretty damn tasty.
Daychild says, Can there be some notification of rejected questions? I'm not sure if my previous was received and skipped or if something got lost. Maybe some automated reply somehow. No. That we're going to do this the way that we've always done it. And yeah. Glebe says, Michael Richards counts as much as Zach Johnson.
Who has Johnson as a first name?
I guess Harry Truman, if you think about Truman Capote.
Yeah. Harry Truman and Truman Capote were actually the same guy, though.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Fineldar says Captain Planet did have superpowers, gayness, and flying.
Right.
He could fly. Freak says, Now that I've been addicted to this game for quite some time, I'm wondering, what is your caffeinated beverage of choice? It's hard to balance two jobs, a marriage, and KOL. I like Coke.
Try balancing two jobs, a marriage, and working for KOL. Actually, working for KOL is one of the jobs.
It's one of the two jobs, yeah. If you count rim job, I have two jobs.
Yeah.
Because I also polish the rims of cars.
Yeah. If I were to say what my favorite caffeinated beverage of choice is, Jake would just make fun of me until the end of the show.
Why? Is it Red Bull? Is it some sort of Mountain Dew power beverage? Is it Monster or Rockstar?
No, it's C2, and we've discussed how much it...
Well, why would I make fun... I don't...
Because you always make fun of me for drinking C2.
But not after you told me that the reason that you drink it is because you're hypoglycemic and not fucking dieting. I mean, I would make fun of you for drinking diet soda if you didn't have a real reason for drinking diet soda.
Ah, okay.
Like, no, seriously. Like, as soon as I found out why, I stopped making fun of you about it. What's wrong with you, man? I explained that to you four or five times before you stopped making fun of me. Well, as soon as I actually remembered it the next time, then I stopped it.
Just had to wear the groove.
Why don't you go drink some more Diet Coke, you queer?
I'm one of the people who goes to McDonald's and gets a Big Mac meal with a Diet Coke. And every time I do, I'm sure there's somebody going, oh, that dumbass. He's not on a diet.
I can't believe you go to McDonald's. Although I gotta say, I occasionally get a hankering for a Big Mac. Maybe twice a year I go to a McDonald's.
Yeah. Usually when we're driving down to Phoenix, it's just something we can get on the way out that will bomb our gut sufficiently that it won't, that we won't be hungry for dinner.
Yeah. I don't have anything against, well, I sort of started boycotting McDonald's once when I was in Prescott because they took so long at the drive-thru one time that I got in trouble at work. I had like a half hour, and the half hour was not sufficient to drive to the McDonald's, which was less than a mile away, and order food and get it back there. So I just stopped going to McDonald's because I was so pissed off, and I didn't go for several years after that. And then they brought the McRib back, so I started going again. That's really the only thing the McRib and the Big Mac are the only things I like. Like, their regular cheeseburgers and stuff, I just don't really like the taste of them.
Yeah, I kind of do. But it's that thing where if you're in the mood for a hamburger, you go somewhere else.
Yeah.
If you're in the mood for a McDonald's cheeseburger, then nothing else will do. Huh, we actually have laughed and tripped through the meadow and whiled away the 2 hours of another Dick and Skullhead show.
Oh. The cousin Johnson from Katamari Damacy has Johansson for a first name.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, are we done? Are we ready to hand off?
Yep. I need a song, which I will have very shortly.
I should have sent you the acoustic version of Men at Work's Overkill, which I am now obsessed with because of Scrubs. I think I have a gay on for Zach Braff.
Yeah.
He's older than me. He had my name before I did. So I have to defer to him.
Right. At the Zach convention, you can't sit at the highest level.
Yep. Also, he's before me alphabetically.
Yeah. He's before most of the Zachs alphabetically, really.
That's true.
Mm. Well, that's fascinating.
Yes.
We like to end our show with a kind of a...
No, but that song is good. Yeah.
Okay.
You can find it on the web, Zord.
I probably could.
Yeah.
All right, so, we'll see you next week, and you're on... What time is your show on Thursday? And that's a loaded question.
It's going to be the same time as it was last week, because I still haven't actually talked to anybody about getting it rescheduled.
Okay, so...
So I'm assuming that I need to do that at least a week ahead of time, so I'll try and remember to talk to somebody tonight about getting it changed. I mean, the trouble I have with that is, like, I think that they would do it for me regardless of whether it was a pain in the ass or not.
Right.
I don't think they would tell me, so I'm always reluctant to ask them to do anything. I don't know.
So
heavy is the head that wears this crown, Mr. Skullface.
And the sword of Damocles that hangs over it.
Yeah. Wasn't there a song about the sword of Damocles in Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yes, and that's why you should like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, because it was made by smart people.
Yeah. I was having an argument with my wife about whether or not the Beastie Boys were clever.
Huh.
And I contend that the phrase "dropping science like Galileo dropped the orange," it just proves that they're clever. Yeah, which it does.
Absolutely. I don't know. I think they have plenty of clever lyrics. And I think I like my sugar with coffee and cream is a small gem.
Skirt-chasing, free-basing, killing every village. We drink and rob and rhyme and pillage. Mm. That entire song, just the notion that they're rhyming and they're stealing.
Mm.
And that's the theme of the song, is that they rhyme and steal things. That's just good stuff.
So wait,
good stuff.
Do they only steal things they can rhyme?
I don't know. I think they can rhyme anything, though, so it's not really... I mean, for them, for an average person, yeah. I mean, it'd be rough if you could only steal things that you could rhyme, but they can rhyme anything, man.
Let's steal this bag of oranges.
Yeah. No.
All right, KMD is chomping at the bit, as it were. So, or champing at the bit.
Champing at the bit, yeah.
Biting at the champ. So, off we go, folks. We'll see you next week.
Nighty-night.